Call now.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. We are launching into hour number two of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Again, that number, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out here with the story from Torrent Freak at torrentfreak.com about a website called Elite Torrents, which was shut down in an FBI raid back in 2005. And today, 26-year-old Daniel Dove, or Dove, has been sentenced to 18 months in prison and a $20,000 fine for the work he put in on the private BitTorrent tracker Elite Torrents. Now, before we go on into this story, let's give a basic technology explanation here for those that are not familiar with the realm of the torrent. Mark, let's have you give it a shot. Can you give this a try? See if you can translate this to your Luddite speak.
Well, torrents allow information to be stored on a bunch of different computers, and then your computer can draw through the internet the series of tubes the information from all those different computers.
That's pretty good. It's leveraging multiple computers to transfer files over the internet instead of it just coming from one single solitary computer to your computer, so it really can increase download bandwidth and speed things up. In many cases.
Sure. If I was trying to upload, some song or a file, a Free Talk Live a show from my computer to 100 different people out there that wanted to get the show.
It'd be slow going.
It'd take them forever to get it from me because it could only go as fast as my computer went. But if the first person who downloaded it had it available for upload also, then it would go twice as quickly. Right. And then the next two, and they'd tell two friends, and they'd tell two friends, yeah, and so on.
Right. It multiplies exponentially.
Well, let me put it this way. Dude, your computer gets to snort data from a lot of different straws, man.
There you go. That works, too. And the torrent programs manage to put all those straws in the right order to where you get a complete file once all is said is done. In fact, we use torrents on our website at freetalklive.com to distribute our month-long archive packs, and it makes it really easy, and it's a convenient little thing. So torrents are very, very valuable. They're not always used for piracy purposes, but in this case, Elite Torrents is a website that, or was rather a website, elitetorrents.org, was a site that was a tracker, a BitTorrent tracker. Essentially, it's a computer that keeps track of all the different names and the different computers that are sort of on the network offering files. That's basically what the tracker does. It's kind of like the central clearinghouse for all that information.
Okay.
And during 2005, federal agents assisted ICE, Immigration and Customs, first infiltrating and then shutting down Elite Torrents, a BitTorrent tracker with more than 130,000 members. In May, they took down the server and left a message, which was viewed more than 500,000 times in the week following the raid. The message read, "This site has been permanently shut down by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Individuals involved in the operation and use of the Elite Torrents network are under investigation for criminal copyright infringement." Daniel Dove, one of the arrested administrators of the Elite Torrents tracker, initially opted for a not guilty plea, but his gamble didn't pay off. The jury was told that Dove was responsible for managing and recruiting the crucial uploaders on the site, the original seeders of the files, and that he also operated a server which was used to distribute pirate material. The jury believed this version of events and found Dove guilty on one count each of conspiracy and felony copyright infringement. Today, Dove was sentenced to 18 months in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a $20,000 fine. Dove is the only administrator of Elite Torrents to plead not guilty in 2006. Another one pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy and another count of criminal copyright infringement for his uploading of Star Wars Episode III. That particular guy received jail time and home confinement, and on his release told Torrent Freak, "After 5 months in prison and another 5 months on home confinement, I only have one obstacle left, 1.5 years of probation."
Go to your room.
Fellow site administrator Grant Stanley, at that time 23, pleaded guilty to the same offenses as the other gentleman and received the same sentence with the addition of a $3,000 fine. Other admins and uploaders who pleaded guilty included several other individuals. Dove's sentence is the eighth resulting from the Operation D-Elite, but this federal crackdown didn't end up causing a decrease in overall private BitTorrent tracker availability. Instead, soon after the raids, the Elite Torrent members spread out to other trackers. The major difference is that most of them are now hosted outside of the United States. So
they didn't really do anything.
Well, of course not. Of course not. I mean, there are lots of people out there looking to download these pirated movies and music and software, and they will get their hands on it. And demand and supply, right? There's a demand for it. Somebody's going to step in to supply it. Even though clearly jail sentences are being handed out, the people running these other websites aren't too concerned about it, especially if they're in Sweden or wherever it is they're operating from. So there is no way to really end piracy, and the federal government will continue to try to bluster as much as they possibly can and puff themselves up as though they'll actually be able to do something. You know, sort of in the same way that after a drug raid, the police always show how many pounds of marijuana they confiscated and the guns and the cash,
and
as
the
though
question,
it really made a dent.
The question we should be asking ourselves is, A, do we want to pay for the investigation and you know, all the police that go into this, and B, do we want to pay for the incarceration of people that are essentially sharing files amongst each other.
Correct.
How much money was made by these guys?
Probably not much.
Not a penny.
Well, now it's possible they sold advertising on their website.
Hold on. Selling the advertising on the website is something entirely different than making money by, you know, here, let me sell you a pirated copy of this movie. That's not the same thing.
It doesn't work that way. Yeah.
So it just doesn't. That's not what goes on the internet. And so these are people that are sharing files amongst themselves.
Yep.
I don't think that it just doesn't make any sense to me that we would want to pay for that. And to turn a blind eye to it and say, oh, well, it's not me and there's nothing I can do about it, is how the federal government has grown, how all governments have grown, mm-hmm. federal, state, and local governments have grown to these tremendous sizes, and why we all have to pay so many taxes, because people in the past sat around and said, oh, well, you know, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, it can't be City Hall. Can't fight the RIAA.
Well, we're fighting them here in New Hampshire, and we're having some luck.
Absolutely, we are. 800-259-9231. So this is kind of interesting because we talked in the past when we had looked at the different lawsuits that had been flying around. For instance, the Recording Industry Association, NPAA as well, had filed lawsuits in the past against certain people that they had alleged had engaged in downloading certain songs. So I don't know how they ended up finding that out. Maybe they put a song up and managed to track the IP addresses of all the people that downloaded it. But they managed to target. I remember there was one story about an old lady who she suggested it was actually her grandkids that were using her computer in order to download these files. But, of course, it was her name on the Internet account.
That's all that matters.
Therefore, she was responsible for it. So these people have gotten, I think up until
civil
fines.
The grandkids don't have the money. The little old lady does.
Up until this point, I only recall hearing about fines. Like the old lady would have agreed to have paid X amount of dollars or something like that. And I don't know if I've ever heard, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I don't know if I've ever heard about jail time being thrown into the picture.
Right, I haven't heard about jail time for anything but, elite hackers.
Yes, hacking certainly, but we're talking about piracy at this point.
Sharing.
Right, file sharing. Have you, Wayne, heard anybody getting jail time for this stuff?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going on. It's fairly random, too. In fact, there was even a radio commercial down in the New York area that I heard several times. I haven't heard it lately, but I was hearing it for a while, a lot. And it was basically this commercial encouraging people to rat out their employers if they had illegal software mm-hmm. on their computers. So, no, it goes on. It people do get arrested and jailed for these things at times.
Well, it's pretty outrageous, and I just really wonder if they're going to be expanding this. I mean, they're getting more warm bodies in jail cells, and that is what the state really likes to do. They love putting people in jail cells because you put people in jail and the jails fill up. You have to build more jails. The prison industry is a growing industry because they're putting more and more drug users and, I guess, pirates now in jail cells. These people that
people
are nonviolent.
People that haven't hurt anyone.
Right. They're nonviolent. They're engaged in what are called consensual crimes where both parties of the transaction are consenting. The person sharing the film, the person downloading the film, the person selling the marijuana, the person buying the marijuana, all consenting individuals, and they're being put in jail cells. And as you said, Mark, everybody's being forced to pay for this via taxes. So we're going to see more of this into the future as they continue to be successful at this. You're going to see jails full of geeks. You're going to see people that are they're downloading files being put into prison terms of, this guy got 18 months. I mean, that's crazy. What are you in for? 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control and bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Losing weight is hard for me. I don't like depriving myself of food. It makes me irritable. And I can't take stimulants. They make me even more irritable. That puts the kibosh on most diets and diet supplements. I didn't think there was any hope but some arduous exercise program somewhere in my future. But I found something else that's working great for me. DEXC20. DEXC20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it twice a day. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm losing weight. 5 pounds at last count. DEXC20 is an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. But for me, that means losing the weight I want to lose without all the hard work and deprivation. You can find DEXC20 at most drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Pick up a bottle of DEXC20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way with DEXC20 at diet.freetalklive.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 11, 2008. Gold opened down this morning at 748.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 771.83, 385.95 for half ounce, and 192.96 for quarter ounce. That's 771.83, 385.95, and 192.96.
On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features are free. We've got a lot of stuff for you, including the bulletin board system. That's over 395,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all for free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
As we go to your phone calls, coming up, Wayne's going to tell us about China versus the United States. But first, we talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, this latest tactic, if you want to call it such, doesn't really surprise me in the least. It was only a matter of time before the government realized that they were going to have to come in and crack heads to prevent us dreaded file sharers from committing these awful crimes against humanity. It really floors me, because now this sets a really dangerous precedent for the years ahead. For instance, there's talk of technology coming out within the next 5 years that instead of getting our cable television content from our cable providers, we can get it directly from our broadband internet connection.
Sure.
So what are we going to do? We're going to go and arrest a family of five because somehow they ended up on the wrong website and got the pirated version of House?
They're not going to arrest the whole family. They'll just arrest whoever holds the internet account. You know, what the government likes to do is it likes to hold certain people responsible for other things that go on underneath their purview. So, for instance, this is why they pick on business owners. They know that they can get business owners to do their bidding by making demands to them and creating new regulations for them to obey. And similarly, they'll know that if homeowners or whoever it is that has their name on the internet account, probably usually the head of the household or whoever, so if dad or mom has their name on the internet account, dad or mom's going to be scared S-less that their 13-year-old son is going to be on there downloading something, and they're going to use the parents as essentially the at-home enforcers, because mom and dad don't want to go to jail, so they're going to make sure they're real, real Johnny on the spot, or at least as much as possible, about controlling what their kids do online.
And the parents have assets.
And another chilling effect that this has all created is back in July when they had the GA conference. The United States is pretty much laying down the smackdown on all these countries, saying, "Okay, if we know that you're hiding internet traffic from people that are originating from the United States, we want you to fess up, give us that information, or we're going to hold economic sanctions against you." So pretty much, they're just making everybody narcs around the country. And somehow we are like the superpower of the world, that we can just go around and dictate foreign policy to every country and dictate how they do things, and it's really disgusting.
And what their laws would be, you know, essentially we're enforcing our laws of how one goes about sharing the things that one owns on them, and that seems wrong to me. So as far as the sovereignty of nations and that kind of thing, and also it seems to me like a tool that can be used by somebody in power in the government to say, I don't like Papua New Guinea. Let's say that that somebody over there made me mad. Let's say that they're, doing improper sharing and go after them.
You know, I'm glad you also brought up the point about people snitching on others. It's probably not going to be long before snitch lines are paying out $50, $100, $200 snitch bounties to people that call in and snitch out their friends who they might know happen to be sharing files. I mean, we talked about a few weeks ago on the program how in a down economy, people are trying to get money wherever it is they can, and so the snitch lines that the various police departments have set up have gotten increased amounts of phone calls from neighbors turning in neighbors, friends turning in friends, brothers turning in sisters, because they need the $50 or whatever it is, the stipend, they need that to pay their rent at the end of the month, and so they're willing to give up their loved ones or people that they know in return for the cold hard cash. And so if they know
this might be pushing it, but people they know.
Well, certainly there are people that they need the money. And so they feel like, well, you know, he's doing something wrong because it's illegal. And so therefore it's okay for them to turn that person in and ruin their lives in order to get an extra $100. So we might start seeing that when it comes to the realm of piracy as well, because that's just, that's again what government does.
Well,
turns neighbor against neighbor and friend against friend.
What I'm surprised is that that didn't happen in this particular case. I would have figured if the government was going to threaten me with jail time, sneak on everybody from all the other admins, you know, send them walking the plank and try to strike a deal. I'm surprised that didn't happen. I guess they just went in and said we're going to be in this together and we're all going to take our punishment together. So I guess it's in some small way they were making a point.
Bill, I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We're going to talk about China here in a moment, but first, border-related info from the Department of Homeland Security. This is from their own website, their press release. It actually came out a little bit earlier this year, but you need to know about it. The Department of Homeland Security announced a notice of proposed rulemaking that will establish biometric exit procedures at all U.S. air and seaports of departure. The majority of non-U.S. citizens and non-permanent residents, except for Canadians, are already required to submit digital fingerprints and a digital photograph for admission into the country. The U.S. visit exit proposal would require non-U.S. citizens who provide biometric identifiers for admission to also provide digital fingerprints when departing the country from any sea or airports of departure. So
now, if you look at the economics of this, the sort of social economics of this, every time you put a restriction on people, a certain amount of them drop out. So if you raise the price of your bag of cotton balls from $1 to $1.05, you're going to lose a certain amount of sales. If you raise it to $2, you're going to lose more. If you raise it to $10, you're going to lose more. And every time you put a restriction on some sort of thing, you're going to lose a certain amount of people that are willing to come to this country to spend money. I know that the pervasive attitude here in America is, we don't want them damn foreigners here anyway. I hate them. They're bringing diseases in from other countries, and they don't love freedom. And, whatever the
ignorance,
sick, weird, xenophobic crap is that people are saying. But don't forget that Disney World, Disneyland, and all kinds of other businesses out there that employ all kinds of Americans, good God loving Americans that eat apple pie at every single meal.
Hotels.
Those kind of people, their livelihood is based on foreigners coming here and spending money from a tourist standpoint. And I personally, as an American, as a God loving American, I want those foreigners here.
Me too, but unfortunately the U.S. government seems to be dead set on creating as many hoops and rules for these people to jump through and obey if they want to come here, do business, or enjoy themselves on a vacation. They're just not going to come, and you're right, Mark, the statistics bear it out. As they continue to increase these requirements, fewer and fewer people are coming here, but really, beyond the point that they're restricting so-called non-U.S. residents, or non-U.S. citizens, how long before U.S. citizens will be subject to being fingerprinted when they leave the country? They're already going to require that U.S. citizens have passports to come back in. How long before they're swabbing your mouth when you're on the way out and when you're coming back in? It's really not that far off from where we are today. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scamming the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki with over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and get interactive for free at wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
12 scientific studies, including numerous safety studies, laboratory studies, and two human clinical studies have shown that the active ingredient in Dex-C20, or the ingredient in Dex-C20, causes weight loss. It's been working for me. I've been taking it. Causes me to want to eat less. I recommend it for you. Dex-C20, you can get it at Walgreens, GNC, CVS, or you can go to diet.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk China. Wayne, you've got a story about how maybe things are getting better there and getting worse here in the U.S. What's the story there?
Well, Jim Rogers, who's a legendary investor, claims that the U.S. is more communist than China. Now, of course, after this, the Olympic Games over in China, a lot of the oppression of China was exposed in a lot of people's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, Monday, Jim Rogers said that the nationalization of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac shows that the U.S. is more communist than China right now, but its brand of socialism is meant only for the rich. Says investor Jim Rogers, CEO of Rogers Holdings, and he told CNBC Europe this. Quote, America is more communist than China right now. You can see this as welfare for the rich. It's socialism for the rich. It's just bailing out financial institutions, he said. Stock markets jumped after the U.S. government's decision to launch what could be the biggest federal bailout ever in a bid to support the housing market and ward off more global financial market turbulence.
Right. You know, what they're saying here is that, these big banks, they affect the economy, and this will affect Americans. So this is kind of like trickle-down socialism. But what they're really doing here is they're helping rich. Do you own a bank, Wayne?
No, I don't.
No, you don't own a bank. Ian, do you own a bank?
No, I sure don't.
I don't own any banks either. The people that own banks are getting bailouts here,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting them from the federal government, which means that every time this happens, and essentially they've taken Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and turned them into they've been nationalized.
Right.
And, they were semi-government before, though.
Right. Yes. What they're saying is, hey, look, if you've got a bank and you make some risky investments and you invest in some things that
you covered.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. We'll take the money from the poor and the middle class and the upper middle class out there are paying their taxes. And even the rich people are certainly paying taxes too, and we'll bail you out. Don't sweat it. Just go ahead and invest in whatever cockamamie bullcrap idea you want to invest in, because we got you.
Right. That's it. And a lot of the banks who invested in this toxic paper, these securities put out by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, are getting bailed out. But if you're a stockholder in the company, you're screwed.
Really?
Yeah. Roger said that in the long term, the move spelled trouble. Quote, this is madness. This is insanity. They have more than doubled the American national debt in one weekend for a bunch of crooks and incompetents. I'm not quite sure why I or anyone else should be paying for this, Rogers told Squawk Box Europe.
Oh, come on. We all know why you people keep paying for it. It's because you're scared that they're going to hurt you. You're scared that the government people are going to come and take you and put you in a jail cell. So you'll just keep paying for it until they rob you blind, until they can't steal anymore, until their system collapses in upon itself.
That much is true. The system will have to collapse in upon itself at some point.
And it will. The bank stocks around the world are going through the roof. He said, that's because they're all being bailed out.
And don't forget about the banks that are being absorbed, also being just completely, not bailed out, but just absorbed by the state. All kinds of shutdowns going on this year. I mean, it's like one bank gets shut down, another bank gets shut down, and the government is taking those over and operating those. Now, they're supposedly going to pass them on to other bankers.
Sure.
But what a mess. I mean, this country's finances are in a real bind.
Well, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were holding about $5.4 trillion in the most unstable debt there was, mortgage debt there was.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all the banks were dumping a lot of their worst stuff on them. And, of course, now they're being flushed down the toilet, and the taxpayers will be expected to bail them out either through taxes and or inflating the money supply. So, again, Mr. Rogers says this is a huge mess. And despite a rally in the Asian and European markets, the decision to take over Fannie and Freddie is likely to cause more volatility and the needs careful consideration by investors, according to Rogers. It is rarely a good thing to jump into a moving bus, and right now you got a lot of buses moving, he said. I might short some of their investment banks in the U.S., depending on how they rally over the week, but other than that, I'll just sit and watch, he said. Rogers, who is short on U.S. bonds, says these are likely to fall when commodities may rally. The two government-sponsored enterprises don't have good loans on their books because everybody else took the good stuff and dumped all the bad stuff on Fannie and Freddie, as I said earlier.
So everybody is going to have to pay for this. Even if you don't pay taxes, you're going to have to pay for this because they're going to just increase the money supply. They're going to inflate the money supply by adjusting some zeros and ones in a computer somewhere and just making all this extra money appear in the economy, and therefore you're going to see gas prices go up. You're going to see food prices go up.
Because the dollar itself will be worth less.
Right? They've pledged $100 billion to each one right now, but that's just the beginning. That's the tip of the iceberg. When you're talking about $5.4 trillion.
Sure. When is the last time you saw a government program come in at budget?
And
on time.
And a move like this is actually going to make housing prices fall further because it's going to make it harder to get a loan.
Oh, my. All right. Well, with the rest of this story sounding kind of like a stock article to me, so at this point I think we should move on.
But there was another thing, though, an aside, that it wasn't Jim Rogers, but I have been hearing from pretty good sources that I think one of the reasons why the government swooped in on this Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac was because they were cooking their books.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were cooking the books.
Yeah, there's been a lot of informed talk about them for some time cooking their books. Now, these are two agencies which were quasi-government agencies, but there are a lot of former government employees who have gone to work for them after their tenure in government. and collected big fat salaries, and it's just a rat's nest of corruption.
So if the government steps in and takes over the organizations, then they don't have to open the books up to anybody anymore?
That's right.
Is that the idea?
They can bury the whole thing, exactly.
Wow. And protect their buddies, right?
Protect their buddies.
All right. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I've just been seeing on the news that there's mandatory evacuations in some areas of Texas.
Why?
And the excuse for the mandatory evacuations is that the weatherman is forecasting rain and wind. And that's an excuse to dispatch gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to go around and arrest people who have the nerve to try to stay home.
Don't forget, take people's guns, too. They like to do that as well. They can get away with it.
Well, the thing is, they put this on TV, but, like, I mean, if you have to show up in court, for example, somebody hands you this piece of paper and that says when and where you're supposed to show up in court. For mandatory evacuation, they just issue a press release. And what happens if they do the paperwork that says that it's a mandatory evacuation and they simply don't issue the press release? They could have these secret laws and, I mean, simply make a mandatory evacuation and don't tell anybody and then use that as an excuse for going around and arresting
people. Apparently we all have some sort of unspoken obligation. Maybe it's in the social contract that we all have to watch the news every single night so we can find out if there are any orders coming at us from the from our government masters, right? I mean, the idea that there's even a significant percentage of people that watches the local news every night to get these this kind of information, I think is pretty absurd. There are a lot of people out there in America that they've only got enough time to think about working and putting food on the table for their families. They're not sitting down watching the news. If they've got some free time, they're going to watch, you know, American Idol or something like that. So they're not going to know about the these mandatory evacuations. And what about people without televisions and, you know, the people that are sort of cut off from all that information? I don't have TV. How would I come across this particular information? If I'm on the internet listening to Free Talk Live, I'm not listening to anything local in particular. So how would I come across this? Not that I'm obligated to follow their orders anyway, but it's pretty absurd to believe that everybody's going to get word that there's a mandatory evacuation just because the government issued a press release.
Not only that, but what I'm getting at, though, the worst that's happened to me was when it was a snow emergency. And, you know, okay, I didn't move my car and I wound up getting it towed away. But, you know, they can just go ahead and just make it like all they have to do is issue a press release, and that's the same as formal notice. Or what have? There's no requirement that they even do that.
Well, the point is here, and Tom, actually, Mark has a question for you. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. More with Tom. Your calls as well. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the Sickles CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. You'll find out how to help us advertise, market, and promote the show. We take that money in and reinvest it in Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and around the world. And in some cases, we actually are international at this point. And you can help us get more internet listeners on board as well and get all the details and the perks, like the access to the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. It's all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Looking forward to adding you to the list of the amplifiers. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were talking a moment ago about these mandatory evacuations, so-called mandatory evacuations, where the government just apparently deems it acceptable to fax out a press release to the various media organizations in the area, and that is acceptable notice to every single individual within a particular geographic region that they must leave in the event of some hurricane or natural disaster.
Or face arrest.
Or, yes, exactly, face arrest. And it's pretty absurd to believe that that would possibly even qualify as any sort of official notice. But beyond that, it's absurd to suggest that we've all agreed to obey their notice of evacuations. There's never been a social contract. No one has ever said, yes, I agree to obey your evacuation order should you send them out to any major media organization.
And do I really own my home if I'm not allowed to stay in it during a disaster? I mean, if they're allowed to pass some kind of evacuation rule, do I really own my home?
All good questions. Tom, other thoughts on this before Mark gets to his question for you?
No, I just think that in a free country, the citizens would be free to stay in their home.
Seems like it to me. Tom, the question I had for you was, I know that you ran for state senate, U.S. Senate here in the state of New Hampshire, and I wanted to know how the results came out. Was it yesterday, the day before, or something like that? I voted for you.
Yeah, I got 11% of the vote against the incumbent United States Senator Johnson Nunu by spending a grand total of the filing fee and, you know, a few postage stamps to send back some candidate surveys. But other than that, just, you know, set up the website there that I already had and answer a few candidate surveys that came emailed, you know, a few interviews. But spending virtually nothing campaigning, I got 11% of the vote. That's how dissatisfied a lot of the people are.
Yeah, and don't forget the mentions on Free Talk Live. You know, that probably went a long way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, all I have to do is issue a press release to the media, and then, of course, all the people in the jurisdiction have been notified, you know.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Tom, for the call. Good one. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I don't claim to agree with Tom on every one of his stances on every issue. I just think that, you know, well, honestly, the only way you're going to get these politicians to pay attention is to scare the crap out of them. And, you know, Sununu needs to realize that there's 11% of the Republicans out there don't think he's doing that great a job.
By the way, I don't know if we're going to get an update.
Or more, I wish.
I don't know if we're going to get an update tonight from our man Bile, who is currently right now at the Service Nation Summit that's going on in New York City. As we've talked about over the last several weeks on the program, this idea of national slavery is being brought back and bandied about on the national scene. Time Magazine, Target, and other organizations have gotten together to promote the idea of people becoming bureaucrats, more Americans becoming bureaucrats, and some have suggested they may even be talking about forcing people into it. Of course, we're hoping to hear either tonight or tomorrow from Bile as far as what's going on, but he has been posting in the AmpOnly chat room, pointing out things like McCain, for instance. By the way, McCain and Obama, both at this conference, both lending supportive voices to this idea of national service, so-called.
You mean stealth draft?
Well, yes. If it comes out in the way that Charles Rangel has been proposing it, it will be a real draft, basically. There are other proposals on the table that only want to make it a voluntary program where you do have to opt into it. But there are all kinds of ideas that are being thrown about at the moment, and apparently McCain has announced that he does support a particular piece of legislation that will double the size of the AmeriCorps bureaucracy. Now, this is a bureaucracy that purports itself as a voluntary agency, an agency that's allegedly out there doing things on a voluntary basis or a volunteering sort of basis, and it's nonsense. This is an organization that pays its so-called volunteers $10,000 living allowance every single year, and in many cases actually puts them up in housing as well, so it takes care of their most major expense.
I wish somebody would pay for my housing right now give me $10,000 a year.
Yeah, these are nothing more than low-paid bureaucrats. That's really all they are. It's like a bureaucrat training program for them to move on, meet new bureaucrats while they're there, move on into other bureaucratic positions after they've been involved in America.
We all have to pay for it.
But that arrangement sounds strangely similar to the military.
What do you mean?
Well, low pay. They provide housing for them.
Yes, and in fact, they're going to be probably tying in things like a stipend of some sort for college. So if you're growing up or whatever, and you choose to go into this national service program, when you get out, they'll give you like a $5,000 college bonus or something like that. So they're going to try to make it as attractive as possible for young people to become bureaucrats for a period of 1 to 2 years. And so we don't know what all of the details are, but that's what they're talking about tonight. And we will know more as time goes on, because we do have a man on the inside who will be bringing the information. I think he's mentioned it'll be no later than tomorrow night. So looking forward to hearing about that. In the meantime, story from the New York Post about a ex-cop. Now, just because some cops don't have their powers anymore behind, you know, being able to hide behind the badge and hurt people, doesn't mean they'll stop. In fact,
you get into a pattern of doing things, and you're just in the pattern of doing things.
Yep. In fact, this story, self-appointed Long Island Railroad etiquette enforcer John Clifford lit a victory cigar outside a Manhattan courthouse recently, cleared of charges of harassment, attempted assault, attempted petty larceny, and disorderly conduct, despite 2 days of testimony about his long history of expletive-laced screaming fits against cell phone yapping fellow commuters. It's about time we brought some civility back to the Long Island Railroad. 60-year-old cop-turned-lawyer had told the judge, who found him innocent. And if nobody can do it except an old ex-cop who wants to be left alone, so be it. Clifford acted as his own lawyer in arguing against two misdemeanor charges.
So somebody talking on the cell phone does not is not leaving you alone.
Apparently, this man believes you have a right to quiet when on the subway system in New York.
You know, if you want quiet and peace, don't take public transportation.
He acted as his own lawyer, arguing
against
the charges.
Oh, by the way, and you shouldn't be required to pay for that public transportation through your tax dollars either.
And two violations stemming from a March 2007 cussing and slapping free-for-all. He's now survived 8 railroad-related arrests without a single charge sticking. Huh. Ex-cop, you think he knows some of the judges? You think that
I don't know, but it sounds he probably knows just the line to walk across on this in this scenario. You know, he knows when he can slap somebody and when he can't, and when he can, you know, scream at the top of his lungs at them and treat them like dirt. And you know,
this guy's out of control. Better. It includes a 1994 arrest for admittedly clocking a barely 5-foot-tall female passenger in the head with his fist. You think there's a line somewhere around there, Mark?
Well, if she hit him first.
Other arrests were for allegedly screaming curses or tossing coffee at passengers, along with slapping cell phones out of commuters' hands. This man is not defending himself, Mark. He is attacking people on the subway who are talking on their cell phones, and these people are terrified of him, said the assistant district attorney. In the latest trial, 3 passengers and Mr. Clifford described how he screamed at a 19-year-old dramatic arts student, Nicholas Bender, who'd been talking on his cell phone on one of the trains from Long Beach. Clifford waved his hand at the kids, snapped his fingers in his face, and started cursing loudly, all agreed. Clifford really blew a gasket, screaming, "Effing faggot," when the kid then suggested comically that Clifford himself not blow his nose and rustle his newspaper so loudly. When a fellow passenger gave the kid her business card, offering to be a witness should he call the cops, Clifford slapped Klein's hand twice during a scuffle for the card, the witnesses agreed. "He's the loudest person on the same train that he's trying to make quiet," said Bender, who got to court via subway and skateboard. Clifford
sounds wrong to me. Sounds to me like he assaulted those people.
Yep. He insists he is a hero, even if prosecutors say he's more Darth Vader than White Knight. He testified, "People will come up to me and wait till everyone gets off and shake my hand or say, 'God bless you,'" he testified.
You know, he's going to the thing is what this kind of guy does is he's a bully. He's picking on the dramatic art student. Do you get the impression that this kid might be, and he's calling him an effing faggot? Do you think this kid might be a little skinny, a little...
What if it was the Crips and the Bloods, right?
You know, what he didn't do was go after the NYU quarterback. Do you know what I mean? He went after the dramatic arts student. Because if he would have done... If this situation had been similar, and I'm sure I've talked to my cell phone on a train before, and he tried to slap that card out of the hand, once physical contact ensued, I'd have broke his nose.
Even the Transport Association is disappointed in the rulings. Even the Transport Association saying they don't want this guy riding their trains.
They can't kick him off?
No. How could they? More on the way. You can take control. Bring up what you want. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. E-Chapter 1 has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free 1-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapter1.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
The pharmacy.